Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I know there are lots of people there who enjoy the GAA over the weekend and what's been going on. Armagh are Ulster champions after beating Monaghan. Now, I don't know very much about this, so I think I'm right with this, okay? Plenty of drama in the hurling as well. I think Waterford and Tipperary are out as well. Anyway, Marty Morrissey, he's got all the details for us this morning.
Yeah.
Marty, what's going on? He's outside Croke Park, I believe.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, Ian. They said the stories would all come from Munster hurling. And yes, Tipperary and Waterford are out, Ian. But yesterday, the two Johnnies were apparently seen crying like babies into pints in a field in Cashel. And John Milan will have to wait yet another year to ride that horse, buck naked, down the Keys.
Lovely.
But the real story this year is the football. Last week, it was Roscommon. This week, Westmeath, Division 3. They went into the Lions' Den to face the Dubs in Croke Park. No one really gave them a chance, but Westmeath did it. After extra time and a nail-biter. Shane Allen, Brandon Kelly, and the fabulous Baker boys. The whole of Westmeath was there. Foster Allen and Allen were seen unleashing their bagpipes in the Hogan stand. Brezzy was spotted playing piano and abracababra and drumcondra, staring meaningfully into the middle distance amid flying donor kebabs. Michael O'Leary has reportedly offered the Westmeath panel one free flight to Slovenia on a Wednesday of their choice for $1.99.
Wow.
Years ago, Ian, you might remember, they talked about splitting Dublin into two. Well, Meath are already split in two, and Westmeath still won. Marty Morrissey, presenter and producer.
Oh.
Croke Park.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.